We'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight, who's been with us before. In fact, his last interview was with us October 9th in 2019, Marco Villarreal. He's a guitarist who started performing live at the age of 16 and doing a lot more. He's a featured guitarist, and you can see him all over Northwest Indiana and beyond. And he just performed for the Chesterton Arts Center Gala there this past weekend. Marco, welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Hey, aloha.
Aloha.
Well, you have a lot of things going on, but, you know, maybe just briefly remind our audience a little bit about the what you do, how you play, what you're doing and things like that. And then we'll talk about your schedule.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I live in Northwest Indiana, and I guess I would just consider myself a freelance guitar player, musician, and I just do work for hire. I do a lot of solo gigs, gigs with duo, trio, quartet, octet, whatever it is, wherever I'm getting called for.
Last time we spoke, Ethereal. You had just done Ethereal. So have you followed up, or are you in the works of making another CD?
I'm in the snail tempo of of a new one here. And I'm always kind of writing and improvising and trying to, you know, have new ideas and music and stuff like that. So there's one in the works for sure.
In the works, good.
Do you have a project date? You know, or is that just, you know, as it evolves, it will happen?
It's interesting because, I mean, the scope of like who I get to interact with, you know, musically, it's expanding, you know.
Right.
I mean, I'm meeting new people, professionals who, you know, are in the same game that I'm in, you know, the like-minded musicians. And so it's always changing. It's like, oh, wow, you know, working with this particular individual, you know, you kind of like get inspired because you would like sort of your ideas might be shaped around what their thing is. You know what I mean? So.
Sure.
Are you still playing with Freak Johnson or?
Occasionally. I mean, right now, I mean, I wouldn't say that project is completely, you know, retired. I mean, we don't play as much as we'd like to. It's just difficult because the logistics of, you know, where people reside and things like that and people's schedules. But once in a while, yeah, we play together. We play maybe once or twice a year if we're lucky.
What are some of the venues people can catch you at? You know, Don Quixote in Valparaiso, you're there quite often. But what are some of the venues where they can catch you playing live?
For sure, yeah. Well, Don Quixote's a regular steady there. I'm usually there every other Friday, and that's a solo guitar thing. I play, you know, locally, I'll play at places like in Hobart on Montego Bay, which Tom Lounges hosts a Thursday night thing. I'm actually doing a guitar class there for the second time at that same venue. It's a little bit different. It's like a guitar demonstration, kind of a master class, I guess it's what you call it. That'll be on May 17th. So that's happening over there, and I just play wherever. I do a lot at Shady Creek Winery, Goblin and Grocer, you know, in Beverly Shores. It just varies. It depends.
We'll hit this at the end of the interview, but how can people find out your schedule?
That's usually posted on Facebook. I have a Facebook music page that's been. I have a friend of mine, she's kind of taken rein and is doing a fantastic job of keeping that updated. So either there or even like on my personal Facebook page, I post. I'm pretty good about posting all the events that I'm doing. And they range from different, you know, gigs, you know, like for another one coming up on May 20th, I'm doing a solo concert at Front Porch Music in Valparaiso.
Oh, fun.
And the theme of it is, we're calling it Bach, Beatles, and Beyond.
Yeah, so. We've had Chad on the show, and he's quite something, so I'm glad. And that Front Porch really seems to be a great place for musicians, even budding musicians, to come out and find their place to perform.
Yeah, it's such a wonderful room because it's a listening room. People are there to listen.
Right.
And at the same time, that could be kind of scary for the performer. It's like, they're going to hear every mistake. But no, it's fun. And yeah, that'll be May 20th. And I think you can get the tickets from Front Porch. It's going to be music pieces from Johann Sebastian Bach, songs from the Beatles, and then just anything beyond that.
You also are available to teach lessons, and I don't know how your schedule is for doing that, but tell us a little bit about students you have.
For sure. Yeah. I teach. I actually just started recently teaching beginner piano. And I teach bass, electric bass, I should specify, and guitar, electric guitar, acoustic guitar, classical.
Is it both online or is it in person?
Either way. Yeah. I teach out of Rubino's Music in Merrillville. I'm here a few days a week. I have a home studio located in Hobart where I have quite a few students that come by. And that's going great. Yeah, that's actually a pretty full schedule. Not completely, but there's always room to, you know, to take on any people who are interested in studying.
We only have about 30 seconds left, so just quickly hit some of the highlights coming up in May and your contact information.
Absolutely. Well, real quick, this is the main one. In May, I was invited to play with what's called the Miles Electric Band. It's Miles Davis's nephew, Vince Wilburn, who leads a band of all Miles Davis alumni, bassist Daryl Jones, who plays with the Rolling Stones, Vince Wilburn on drums, who was Miles. They all play with Miles Davis. They toured and recorded with him. And I'll be performing with them in San Francisco May 20th.
So that's fantastic. Wow. Yeah, so
I'm looking forward to that. That's the big one in May. So the three main ones in May are the guitar class, Montego Bay, May 17th, May 20th at Front Porch Music, Bach, Beatles, and Beyond, and the Miles Electric Band, May 28th, which is in San Francisco.
Well, we appreciate coming on Art of the Year Spotlight, Marco Villarreal, guitarist. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the full one-hour Art on the Air program on Lakeshore Public Radio is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.